Today is Thursday, April 29th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. I finished work around 5:30. It's now 5:55 in the evening. Traffic and weather up in 5 minutes. So finished my work day, and we're still doing planning for Q2. I know you guys are so excited about work talk. But yeah, so we have to have everything done really today. And I still have changes. I still have my engineering lead saying, I don't really think we should do this thing. So then I'm going to my boss and saying, hey, can I remove this thing from our OKRs? Oh, goodness. Well, we have a voicemail, so we're going to go ahead and listen to that. How about it?
Hello, Mr. Adam Byrne.
Hello.
This is Dennis from Falls Church.
Hey, Dennis.
I'm much better.
Oh.
I'm 100% better.
Thank you for asking.
I was out on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Friday, I started feeling better. Saturday, I was fabulous. Sunday, Monday's been just absolutely fabulous. And it's Tuesday. And I'm listening to episode 623. I'm just now getting to episodes 6, 2, 0, 2, 1, 2, 2, 2, 3, because I was sick and I wasn't in the mood to listen to anything last.
Yeah, no need to listen
anyway,
to stuff while
I'm
you're
calling
sick.
Because you had just said that you only lost a half a pound. Well, congratulations. Be thankful that you didn't gain a half a pound, which is an accomplishment. It's a tremendous accomplishment. So if you just lose a half a pound, just think, you didn't gain anything. So it was a week without gaining. So congratulations. I'm happy for you. Just a little secret. I was 320 pounds when, right before the pandemic in December of 2019, and the doctor was going to put me on medication and this and that and for diabetes, and I said, no, I'm going to lose weight, and I'm down to 251 now.
Wow.
I've lost almost 70 pounds.
Congratulations.
So be thankful you didn't gain a half a pound last week, and you lost a half a pound. Anyways, enough of me jabbering. I'm feeling better. It's beautiful.
Hey, this is Tony in Illinois calling again. I just have a quick...
Oops. He cut off abruptly, and my music player has Tony saved. I'm not even going to edit that out. We're just going to have a little Tony in our lives. Well, thank you for your call, Dennis. You know, like I said, congratulations on your weight loss. Oh, my goodness. That is a lot of weight loss. And to do it during the pandemic is ridiculous because most people gained weight during the pandemic. And look at you. You lost weight during the pandemic. Now, I'm losing weight, but I gained a lot the first, 10 months of the pandemic, and then I started losing in January. So, and yes, I should, I'm more of a pessimist, I think, than an optimist. So, yeah, I definitely should be happy anytime I lose anything at all, even if I maintained my weight. That's actually okay as well, because at least I didn't gain anything. Yeah, so thank you for the call. I really appreciate it. So yesterday, we started watching Handmaid's Tale again last night. And we love Handmaid's Tale, or at least I love Handmaid's Tale. Sometimes it's kind of hard to watch. But it's a real nail biter in some places, and it just makes you furious because you're like, oh my goodness, how can these people act this way? And we started, I think it's season 4, we started it last night, and I'm not loving season 4 as much as I loved the other seasons, and I'm having trouble understanding exactly what's going on. They at the end of season three, they help some kids escape Gilead. And for those of you who don't watch it, then you don't know what's going on. But anyway, and the main character got shot. And so they pick it up right there in the beginning of season four, and they go somewhere and spend two episodes at some random house. I don't know what the house is. I don't know who these people are. They're new people, and they don't really explain. I don't know whether they're good or they're bad. It's really weird. I'm not sure. I'm not loving it so far, but that was only two episodes. Netflix is starting to do this thing where they used to release everything all at once. And now they've started releasing things weekly. So they're doing four episodes at a time. They're also doing this with The Circle. And I don't know if I'm loving it so much, because the thing I like about streaming services, or one of the things I like, especially Netflix, is you can binge things. And a lot of times TV shows or shows are better binged than they are watched week to week, because you get more momentum behind it. You know, you're like, oh my God, I got to know what happens next. I got to know what happens next. And you don't forget anything. And, you know, when it's week to week, you really want to know what's happening, if they have a cliffhanger or something like that. But then waiting a week, first of all, we're used to not having to wait anymore, because most services had started releasing everything all at once. And now Netflix, as well as other streaming services, are starting to change that again. Now they're trying to do week to week again. But some things, you know, you wait and then you forget what happened in the last episode. And then you're like, I don't really care. And I don't know. I almost want to just wait until things are completely done with the season and then go back and watch them, because I hate having to wait. Anyway, we started it. So far, episode one and two, I'm not, you know, thrilled about, but we'll see how it goes. I made for dinner last night. I don't even know what did I make last night for dinner? We had eggs and bacon, and instead of rice, because, you know, we don't want too much arsenic in our life, but also, you know, it's not very Weight Watcher friendly. I took the cauliflower rice. I mixed one bag of regular cauliflower rice and one bag of mixed vegetable cauliflower rice. It has peas in it and carrots. It's like a fried rice, but it's not, there's no seasoning in it or anything. It's just the vegetables. For my eggs, I put a little tomato sauce, a little crushed tomatoes, garlic and onion, and got that simmering. I sauteed onions and garlic and got them nice and smelling good and flavorful and stuff. And then I added just a little bit, maybe a fourth of a cup, maybe a half a cup of crushed tomatoes, salt and pepper, and cooked that. And then I cracked my eggs into the tomato sauce and had, and I'm going to forget the word for it, but I had that. There's a word and I can't remember it. And for Mark, I just, he doesn't really, I don't know. He finds tomatoes to be really acidic. And so I didn't want to add any kind of crushed tomatoes to his eggs, because I wasn't sure if he would like it. So I just made him a couple of eggs, served it on top of the cauliflower rice and the bacon. And it was really good. So that was good. And we just watched TV. I didn't really, the only thing I accomplished last night, other than watching TV, is Pride 48. You know, I've registered Pride 48 as a company a couple of years ago. So I'm just a single proprietor, whatever you call it, LLC. We don't really qualify to be a nonprofit, unfortunately. And I don't say that unfortunately for me, like, you know, oh, I want to save taxes or whatever. But I say it more because I wish donations to Pride 48 were tax deductible, but it's just like, we wouldn't qualify to be a 501(c) or whatever. So I did it as an LLC, just mainly when we have events and stuff like that. If I have it in a separate bank account and I have a company and all that, there's a little bit of a protection for me in case someone breaks a leg or something. But, every year I have to pay a franchise. I don't know why it's called franchise license, because I'm not a franchise. But it's called a franchise license. I have to go and re-register with the state and pay this tax. So it was due by May 1st. And, you know, me being the procrastinator I am, here it was May 28th or April 28th, only, what, 3 days away from the due date. And I went in and filled out the form online. Luckily, it's all, you can do it all online. And paid my $150 that I had to pay. And that was all that I did last night. It rained all day yesterday. It really flooded. A lot of places flooded really bad. My house must be on a hill or something. We didn't have any standing water at all. I looked out in my yard and there was no standing water, but a lot of the places nearby, the roads had water all over them. Mark showed me a picture of a car that was submerged in water all the way up to the roof of the car, only about 10 minutes away from where I live. But here, I didn't see anything. So, yeah, anyway, so it was raining. I had to take Sydney out to use the bathroom, and we walked. We did our, because I'm trying to walk every day, like I said. So far we walked, I don't even remember. We've walked every day. And we're going to walk right after I record tonight. So, yeah, that'll be fun. And really nothing has happened today. I like I said, I worked today, of course. And we had a bunch of meetings, as per usual. I did get some things accomplished this morning. I slept late, which, like I've said before, most of my teammates are in California. So if I sleep late, it doesn't really matter all that much because they're 2 hours behind. So if I started right at 8 a.m., that's 6 a.m. for them. They don't start work until 10 a.m. my time. So if I start work at 8:30 or 8:45, you know, nobody, it's kind of none the wiser sort of situation because, you know. So I slept a little bit later than normal, got up, took my shower, listened to my Marketplace podcast, and came up here and started working. And then my chickens, I know I've been talking a lot about food on this show. It's almost like a cooking show, but I really, my life has been boring as hell. But I'll tell you guys, I made chicken salad yesterday, but I had been putting, you know, I'll let everyone in the Throwing Down Discord tell me what they think of this, or on Twitter. Instead of pineapple, we have these really good stuffed olives that are stuffed with garlic, and I took about 10 of those, chopped them up, and mixed a little bit of olive juice with the chicken, the olive pieces, boiled egg, and chicken. It was really good. It was like an olive chicken salad. And that's what we've been using for sandwiches the last couple of days. So that's what we had for lunch today. It was a chicken olive salad sandwich. I really enjoyed it. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.